3D listening. Exercise 1, page 34. Speaker 1.
Last summer, my family and I went on a Mediterranean cruise. I loved the idea of visiting a number of different countries on the same trip, so I was really excited to get on board and start the journey. Our first impressions of the ship were entirely positive. The cabin was comfortable, and the restaurants and shops on board were quite cheap. But, just an hour after departure, I began to feel terribly nauseous. Unfortunately, having never travelled by ship before, I was unaware that I was prone to seasickness. Needless to say, I got off the ship at any available opportunity. And, even though I had a wonderful time sightseeing around the cities where we docked, I certainly don't plan on going on another cruise anytime soon.
Speaker 2.
I live in a small village in the English countryside, so the thought of visiting such a massive city like New York was very daunting. For one, I was sure I would get lost. So before I left, I bought a handheld GPS device to help me find my way around. As it turns out, I needn't have worried because it's easy to orientate yourself. What I should have been more concerned about was the crime. Maybe it's because I'm less streetwise than most people, but I had no idea that the youngster who bumped against me on the subway was a pickpocket. The police couldn't help, but at least I had enough cash in my hotel room to get by. It just made me sick to think that someone was walking around spending my money.
Speaker 3.
Each summer I spend around 2 weeks backpacking on my own around Europe. I know it's not everyone's idea of a holiday, but I love having the flexibility to travel from city to city, jumping on a train whenever I feel the urge to see something new. Some people say it's dangerous to travel alone, but I've never been mugged or had anything stolen from me. And the hostels I've stayed in have always been fine. Basically, you get what you pay for, and I've never felt the need to complain. The only bad experience I had was last year when I lost my wallet in Spain. I was left penniless and had to wait a whole day for my parents to wire some money to me. It was a scary experience. I'll definitely be more careful in the future.
Speaker 4.
Last summer, my wife and I decided to try something different for our summer holidays. So rather than book a package holiday at a beach resort as we usually do, we decided to rent out a caravan, take it on the ferry, and explore the south of France. At first, it was a bit of a headache driving on the right side of the road, but we soon got used to it. The only problem was I forgot to bring our GPS device or even a map. I was confident that I'd find the campsite anyway, but due to a combination of incorrect road signs and unhelpful locals, in the end, we had to spend our first night parked on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Needless to say, my wife wasn't very pleased at all.
Speaker 5.
Every year, my old college friends and I go on a holiday together. Last year, we decided to go on a skiing holiday in Switzerland. None of us could ski, so we arranged to take some lessons, and we were all looking forward to getting started. But when we arrived at our chalet, we got a huge shock. It was freezing, and no matter how much wood we put on the fire, we just couldn't warm it up. We complained to the ski resort owner, but he basically just ignored us, so there was nothing else to do but move out. We weren't going to risk catching pneumonia just for the sake of some skiing lessons. We took a train to Zurich and spent a wonderful few days exploring the city. At least things worked out okay in the end.